be a Buckeye Daddy.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to Season 8 of the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your guide, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. A world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, not to mention at times some not-so-subtle commentary involving the blues of the 30s to the releases of today and everything in between. We've been tasked with an awesome responsibility. Let's get started. Welcome back to Ohio Homegrown. It's 1968. A subgenre was born that year, and unfortunately and embarrassingly for those true rock and rollers of our state, it happened here, in Cincinnati to be exact. Borrowing the saying that bad things happen to good people, bubblegum and a controlling record label happened to a good band, the Lemon Pipers. 1967 brought to the band two things of prominence. A finals appearance in the Ohio Battle of the Bands at Cleveland Public Auditorium, the year the James Gang won, and a record release on the Dana Lynn label in Cincinnati titled Quiet Please.
Thank you.
their big break on the aforementioned label Buddha, a label unaccustomed to a band that didn't need their handheld throughout the recording process. Their first single was a band-composed song, Turn Around, Take a Look.
Oops.
When the previous single failed to chart, Buddha called on a professional songwriting team who came up with Green Tambourine. The Pipers, not liking the song, reluctantly recorded it. It was a worldwide hit. Since there's probably no one out there who hasn't heard it, I've opted for the single version Buddha released for the Canadian market, sung in French.
Les oiseaux bizarres sont pas mauvais. Ils savaient jouer du tambourin. Des sauteurs se sont mis enchantés. Autour de mon ami, le petit morcien. Et j'ai peut-être
pity, mon frère.
The band was forced, since the success of Tambourine, to stay in the bubblegum genre. Buddha, without the band's involvement, went back to the aforementioned songwriters who, this time, supplied the next single, Rice is Nice, another song the Pipers disliked. It was quite clear that if they didn't record what the label wanted, there would be no contract. As keyboardist Reg Knave put it, "We were a stand-up band, then all of a sudden, we're in a studio being told how and what to play." To get a better idea what the Lemon Pipers were all about, you have to explore the songs Buddha felt were filler, the cuts written by the band. Here's a couple from the first LP, Through With You and 50-Year Void.
We'll be right back.
Pipers, here's the single and leadoff cut from their second endeavor, Jungle Marmalade. Reverting again to the Outside the Band writers who gave us Green Tambourine. The song, Jelly Jungle.
If you're looking for sunshine fun, come with me, I can give you some. We'll climb a rainbow ladder to the sky, just you and I, we will fly. Trip on my pogo stick, bounce up and down, do a trick. I'll play a beat on your pumpkin drum, and we'll have fun in the sun. We will always be together. Take my hand forever and come out of the shade to the jelly jungle.
There are tangerine dreams waiting for you in all.
Continuing the relationship between Ohio bands and bubblegum, we come to the Ohio Express. More than a brand than a band. The brand was the brainchild of Jerry Kazanets and Jeffrey Katz, Super K Productions. But we have to go back to 1965 and New York City to begin the story. The song Beg, Borrow, and Steal was first recorded by New York band The Conquest, who, by some means, came into contact with the aforementioned Super K Productions, who changed their name to The Rare Breed, a name that shortly thereafter they took ownership of. They released another single shortly thereafter, Come On Down to My Boat, a year before Every Mother's Son would take it to the top 10. Soon the Breed would have a falling out with Super K, never to record again. Fast forward to 1967, Super K re-released the same recording, but now under the name The Ohio Express, another name they owned, but this time becoming a big hit. But the K's had a problem. They had a big hit on their hands, but no band to pretend to be the one that actually recorded it. Which brings us to the Ohio connection. They hired the Mansfield band, Sir Timothy and the Royals, to be the Ohio Express. Here's the Conquest's Rare Breed Ohio Express's Beg, Borrow, and Steal from the Express's first self-titled LP, where, for some reason, the K's thought train sound effects introing the song was a good idea. Follow-up single, Try It, a cut originally recorded by the Standells, was recorded in New York, but only included the lead singer of the Mansfield group, employing Super K studio musicians to fill out the lineup, going 0-for-2 in transparency. Try It, when released by the Standells, was banned for suggestive lyrics. Thank you. homegrown Ohio, here in the Vinyl Garage.
1, 2, 3, 4.
May have been too groovy for us, but it's still a throwaway cut. Who knows who the band really is? Three other songs on their first LP were actually by the Joe Walsh band The Measles from 1966, like we discussed a couple of shows back. The label the Beg, Borrow, and Steal albums released on, Cameo Parkway, soon went bankrupt. So, where would a stand-up organization, that's sarcastic, like Super K take the next record? An equally stand-up, ditto, record label like Buddha. The new album was simply titled The Ohio Express and included a big hit, Yummy Yummy Yummy, a song that included no one from the Mansfield Group. Written and sung by Super K staff writer Joey Levine, with instruments played by Super K staff musicians. From that point on, the Mansfield Band would not be heard on any of the hit singles to come. Their role was reduced to looking good on the album covers. They would release three more hits, Down at Lulu's, Mercy, and Chewy Chewy. The latter song, the Mansfield Group wasn't even told existed, making it impossible to play when fans requested it at live shows. Here's those three and an Italian version of Yummy Yummy Yummy.
Yummy yummy yummy, c'è la nave dei sogni sulla riva del mare blu. Le sue bianche vele spiegheranno il sole quando a bordo sarai pure tu. Quando ancora si leverà una
siamo felici, ora che sei con noi pure tu.
Come get it!
And the deception didn't stop there. The 1969 non-LP single, Sausalito Is the Place to Go, backed with Make Love Not War, didn't include anyone we previously discussed. The A-side was actually the band that would soon be 10cc, with Graham Gouldman on lead vocals. At least it was a real band. And the B-side was the exact same recording found on the Music Explosion album, where it was titled Roadrunner. And we'll be getting to that band soon.
Everything's growing there, it's growing for me. You gotta go there, everything grows there. When you get high on the mountain, it snows there. Everything's grooving, like in a movie. Sausalito is the place to go to. Sunning all day, loving all night. Ride a bit, fight a bit, got it just right. And flowers, the sight and the sound. Fish a bit, wish a bit, magic's all round. You gotta go there, everything grows there. When you get high on the mountain, it snows there. Everything's groovy, like in a movie. Sausalito is the place to go to now.
The brand that is the Ohio Express wrapped up their catalog with two single-only releases, 1970's Hot Dog and 1973's Wham Bam, the former on their own Super K label, and the latter the band was billed as Ohio Leather.
Yeah.
another Mansfield band signed by Super K Productions, you'd think they would have known better by now, was The Music Explosion. Their first single, coincidentally on the same label as the Rare Breeds Beg, Borrow, and Steal, Attack, was a cover of the Nightcrawlers' Little Black Egg. The follow-up, Little Bit of Soul, cemented the Explosion's place in the one-hit wonders list.
Take it away.
Now, you didn't think Super K wouldn't pull one more fast one, did you? The cut Love, 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 Love on the Explosion album is the identical recording on the Terry Knight and the Pack album Reflections of a Song of the Same Name, just with re-recorded vocals. The bubblegum genre touched Ohio exceptionally hard, selling an enormous amount of records to an unsuspecting public. Few noticed and even fewer cared. And that goes for today, too. So, does a manufactured band deserve the same amount of respect as one that evolved naturally? Or is it the resulting music that matters? Kind of like a hot dog. You like it, you just don't care to know when it went into it. Anyone who knows me can probably guess where I stand. It's just as important to know where and how the music came about than to just blindly listen. As far as I'm concerned, the Ohio Express were no better than the Archies. Just saying. We're going out with a real band, with real musicians doing what they really want. The Jordan Parker Review, with Gingerbread Man, some indie bubblegum from Dayton. Good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Great, you're looking at me. I'm going to go to the center. All right, so you're going to have to go to the machine or something.